Hello and welcome to the exclusive content.
Exclusive.
Exclusive content for Rogue Report, and it is question of the week. It's back in this format anyway.
Because we've got to come up with something new every week, so it seems to have come out first up. So just we've got two tickets to give away for the Crystal Palace game, courtesy of the football club. So hopefully they didn't listen to the show, because they might be retracted.
People have been asking us to bring Question of the Week back. That was our thing.
It's a lot of effort, isn't it?
It is, but it was good. It was a good feature of the show, wasn't it?
We just decided to speak
for 40 minutes instead, and we don't even drop audio or anything more, to be fair. But some of that's not our problems. It's studio issues, or we would have put some David Moyes audio in. The question was, you think back all summer, and all everybody did was tweet the club and say, announce Villa. So we were just asking you, how would have you announced Villa if that signing went through?
And I'll pick the best ones, because we had a few via email, a few on Facebook and stuff, but I've got the best ones here.
So you feel privileged.
Listen out, because you've all got to judge it.
Yeah, Graham, so listen in, and you can make
So we've got Adrian Kluckas with, I'd have him as a special guest in an under-21/under-23 game and getting a headbutt someone. Sean Jackson just said, with our own airport. I don't know if we're going to build an airport, or I guess that would tie in, though. We've got Sam Quigley with a three-part tweet. Says it would be 11:59 in January. So he's thinking ahead to when he's going to sign in January. And he said Keith Downey's name dropped him. Said Sunderland are done for the day. And the camera cuts to black and only gave some noises, then silence. The camera turns back on, the screen is broke, and the camera is picking up, and you see a mouth, a gold tooth. The mouth whispers, Mvia, and he drops a mic. It's elaborate, isn't it? Andy,
thought in that one.
At I'm Budgeon, because there's loads of Andys, isn't there? I'd have Coney dressed up in a kangaroo suit, and Mvia hop out of the pouch in a Superman costume. Yeah. Lots of parachuting in. Parachuting in a ski mask, red and white shirt, holding an axe on the very last minute of deadline day. Sounds a bit scary.
I feel like we needed the music in the background.
I know, but you can't because of the licensing, isn't it? Because if we did that, then like Sony would get in touch.
There's lots of free music on the internet you can use.
Yeah, but not like that, any particular song. I don't know.
It's a lesson for next week.
It's a lesson, is it? We're learning all the time. Somebody
it'll help
just,
this feature bounce along more than it is doing now.
Mr. Henshard has just sent a picture. And it's of Hilton Stores, an old shop front, that sells Villa lemonade. But you just put an M apostrophe
that's
in
good.
Front of the Villa.
Show the lads that one, because you need to see that. That's
you
a visual
see
one.
The visual. It's good that on a podcast, isn't it? Visual. We'll tweet the picture.
We'll tweet the picture out.
What else have we got here? I bring back Villa Pop lorries. As in Villa Pop, with his face in the bottles and drive around full well all day.
There was Sykes's Pop as well, wasn't there? Yeah. I used to love picking the flavours if I was home from school before my mum and dad. I got pink with flavours myself. I used to love that.
There's too many.
Oh, well, great, brilliant.
Too many have been dropped. Jilibodji self combust and out of the ashes rises a beautiful golden tooth phoenix. That's from Joe Broly. The Shining. He's Johnny with Mvia, his axe in the doors to the soul. That's from Rob Scott. So they're the best ones.
That was the best one for me, that last one.
The last one was the best one.
What do you think, guys?
The Shining one. Yeah, I think so.
I like, the kangaroo one for Imagination.
That was winning until that very last tweet in my mind. I like the Shining reference.
Here's Yanni, is that what you say? Can you, in French?
I'd go for Hilton Road one. But
Hilton Road?
Yeah, I do like that one as well. The visual is good.
The visual could win it.
Thing is, though, I'm a bit remiss to give it a visual gag because it's like a podcast, isn't it?
Harsh but fair, perhaps.
But then doesn't that drive traffic to your Twitter account and your Facebook account?
I know, but like as a feature, if everyone just sent pictures in, we'd be struggling. It'd be like win, lose, or draw. We'd just be like describing
something.
Might
be a whole new avenue for you. you'd have to get up your vocabulary game as well in terms of descriptions.
Vodcasts. Who's voting for the Shining?
I probably would. I like that one. I think that's the best one.
And who's voting kangaroo?
I'll go for Shining.
Shining,
for
two Shinings.
I'm going for Hilton Road. Still.
You're going for Hilton Road.
Decide.
I'm going to give it to the Shining because it was All right there, Stephen.
Yeah. Carry on, ignore me.
Because it was audio, not a visual. So unlucky, Mr. Henshard.
It's good, though.
Even though it was good, it was good.
You retweeted that one.
No, we'll do after, though, because we want people to listen to see who's won, don't we? So, yes. So Rob Scott, at Rob Scott 82. Or the 81 other Rob Scotts, apparently, unless he was born in 1982 or something like that. Who knows?
From Megan about Elwood, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yes, you've won two tickets to the Crystal Palace
game.
If
you want
them. Apologies in advance. just get in touch with us and we'll sort that out. So, thanks for that. So, stay tuned to Roker Report next week when we'll have some other content that we've got to think of.
Until they tell us they've got about 10 clicks and not to bother doing it again.
They've started their own podcast now, so, you know.
Well, we'll not promote that. Thanks for listening.
So tune in to Roker Report next week for more exclusive content. Thank you very much.